This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Time is winding down on the public comment period on an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking through which the NTSB is reviewing portions of the Code of Federal Regulation. One thing which may get attention is fairer treatment for pilots in emergency certificate revocations. Both the House and Senate versions of FAA reauthorization now include language which would prohibit the FAA from declaring an airport non-compliant with its grant obligations solely as a result of through-the-fence access agreements with neighboring property owners. The on-time performance of the nation's largest airlines was essentially flat in 2010 compared to the previous year, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. The FAA has certified enhanced vision for the Falcon 7X. Certification was received from EASA in July of last year. Dassault Falcon's Regional Maintenance and Operations Seminar Series will continue again this year with a total of 13 seminars in 8 countries around the globe. A new wire strike protection system will be developed for the Hindustan Aeronautics Limited Advanced Light Helicopter by Magellan Aerospace. The C-17 Globemaster III has become the first aircraft to be certified for unlimited usage of hydroprocessed blended biofuels. Bell Helicopter has made the first delivery of a Bell 429 to a customer in India. And a new web-based application allows FBOs to update their fuel prices in more than 24 flight planning services. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Rich Hansen, Government and Regulatory Affairs Representative for the Academy of Model Aeronautics, tells how the RC model industry is threatened by sweeping new regulations proposed for commercial UAVs. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.